Welcome back. Matt Flynn Direct. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to follow up on what Mark and the SAC had to say, some very good stuff. And you're right, on higher education, what the Republican Party is trying to do is denigrate it, badmouth it, try to turn the University of Wisconsin system into just a sort of a training academy for Wisconsin business. Not only is that anti-intellectual, and not only is that destructive of one of the great universities in the world, but this whole business of the Republican Party trying to attack college as being elitist, it's not only phony, it's dangerous. The people doing it all went to universities, very good universities. You know, if you take a look at the people who are doing that, they're really talking down at people. They're going, okay, well, I went here, but you shouldn't go here. That's baloney. I've said before, none of my grandparents went to college. My mom didn't go to college, but they loved us and they saved and they encouraged us. And so we would get an education. Get as much education as you can. Get as much education as you can. We get through high school, go to college. Or if you can't or don't want to go to college, get some more education somehow. Milwaukee Area Technical College, get something, get as much education as you can. It not only is economically going to be good for you, but you're going to learn things and know things you had no idea existed. The less education you have, and especially if you do it by design, you're sitting in a room, the door isn't open, and you don't know what's out there. You open the door, and it's in Technicolor, wonderful things. And you know something? It has nothing to do with your ability, and it has nothing to do, it has to do with your circumstance. Abraham Lincoln had no education, practically. He had to work right from the start, but you know what he did? He'd sit in front of the fire at night because they had no electricity, and he'd read. He just read voraciously. Voraciously, he educated himself, and do that too. But I'm tired of Republicans bad-mouthing higher education. It's very destructive, and as Mark of the SAC said, what Thomas Jefferson said was, we need people, a citizenry, an educated citizenry for this country to survive. And that's exactly right. Stand up to Republicans who try to cut education, who tried to attack teachers, who have tried to do anything they can to destroy the University of Wisconsin system. And I promised somebody who called, they want a quote from Bismarck. Now Bismarck, German chancellor back at the end of the 19th century, is not the greatest guy in the world. He did invent Social Security though. The Germans invented it in the late 19th century. And why do you think that we get Social Security at 65? Because that's what it was in Germany, but in those days, the life expectancy was 58. So they expected very few people to join it. Now life expectancy is in the 80s. So that's what's going on. But here is Bismarck saying, he said, he was one of the great statesmen of the 19th century. He said, quote, a statesman accomplishes nothing. A statesman waits for the sound of God's footsteps walking through history, and he reaches up to grasp the hem of his cloak. Isn't that great? That is just so great. Go to the line, CJ of Stoughton. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ of Stoughton?
Taking my call. National Police Week, like to honor the men and women in blue.
Amen.
I don't think they get enough
Amen.
Credit. So thank you for that. Yesterday, I believe you were talking about Rand Paul. He's questioning the financial aspect of Ukraine because China will be financing that. So that money that we're spending, China will actually turn around and give to Russia. So that's the reason that Rand Paul is questioning that. People are going to vote this November on the number one issue. And guess what the gas price is today? Another new record by the Hunter Biden administration. And Michael Sussman trial started yesterday. Isn't that exciting? Because justice will be done, and it's going right to the Democrats and the Hillary Clinton campaign. Everything that they accused Donald Trump of, they actually were doing. They colluded. They paid for Russian disinformation. And
they paid for Russia
God
to beat Clinton, you think? You think Hillary Clinton paid for Russia to beat herself? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know, but I'm excited to see that finally maybe some accountability. And I don't care which party. If there's family nepotism that finally will be addressed, whether it's the Biden family or the Trump family, I'd like it looked into. Unfortunately, the Democrats only care when it's the Republicans that do something. So, you know, I'm excited about this because, again, I want accountability. I don't care which party it lands on. So, again, thank you, Matt. You know, and one other thing. Don't you think we could have used that $85 billion that was left behind in Afghanistan, besides the 13 soldiers that we lost? What a disaster that was. And again, this never would have happened in Ukraine if it wasn't for his weakness in Afghanistan. So when we're dissing our
CJ, here's the deal. It happened in Ukraine because Trump said he was going to pull us out of NATO. And Trump was the one who said we're going to get out of Afghanistan May 1. Biden extended it till August 1 and then September 1. I thought that was a mistake, but he was trapped in by Trump. I think it was a messy exit. And I don't defend a lot of things, but let me tell you something. Your initial theory that somehow the Ukraine aid is going to be financed by China, who will give it to Russia, I don't know where you picked that up or fed it. That is absolutely flat out absurd. China has bought some of our commercial paper, about $1 trillion in our federal debt, and that's fine. The interest on that is about 0.5 or 0.75% for most of it. They're not making a lot of money on it. But secondly, they are obeying the sanctions, believe it or not, the sanctions on semiconductors and others. They have been very, very wary about giving Russia the kind of support Russia wants. But more importantly, it's economically absurd to say that somehow China is funding the $40 billion that Biden wants to put in to save Ukraine. That money's coming out of the U.S. Treasury. What you're referring to is the U.S. Treasury issues debt. China buys some of it. You think China's going to turn around and give an asset to Russia, give them U.S. Treasuries? If they do that, they'd be cut off. Why would they do that? When was the last time you had $1 trillion and gave it to somebody? You wouldn't even give it to your own relatives, much less Russia. So whatever narrative the Republicans are coming up with on that, they got to think it out a little more. They got to think it out a little more. And the other thing is this business about the Hunter Biden administration. I mean, look, you know, we didn't call it the Billy Carter administration, the Roger Clinton administration, or the Neil Bush administration. All of them had relatives who are a little on the questionable side. A lot of people have relatives who are on the questionable side. You can't pick your relatives. You can pick your friends. Nobody in this country came from the old country because they were doing well over there and everybody loved them. Everybody came to this country because it got too hot for them in the mother country. That's why. So they came over here. So if you start sniffing around anybody's family tree, you're going to come up with some horse thieves. Okay, so what? So what? As long as you didn't steal the horse yourself, the fact that your uncle did, that's not on you. We don't believe in bills of attainder. We don't believe in corruption of the blood. This is not merry old England. This is the United States. We're going to a break. People are on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back to you right after the break.